Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q3 and 9-month FY26 for Alpec Solar Limited, that is ASL. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, Managing Director, Mr. Vipin Sehgal, Director, Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO, Ms. Udaya Sehgal, CFO, Mr. L.K. Dhamija, VP Finance, and Ms. Sakshi Tomar, Company Secretary. Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, Managing Director, a mechanical engineer from Punjab University, has been a stalwart and pioneer in the field of solar manufacturing and currently serves as the General Secretary of the Indian Solar Manufacturers Association, that is ESMA, which consists Adani, Tata, Reliance as its members among others, where he has also served as the President for 12 years and played a pivotal role in advocating for favorable government policies that benefit solar manufacturers like ALMM, ALCM, and ALWM. His impeccable reputation within the solar manufacturing industry has solidified his position as a respected industry leader and driving force for the solar manufacturing industry in India. Also joining us today is Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO. Mr. Aditya Sehgal has a bachelor's degree in science with a focus on electrical engineering from the prestigious University of California. As the CEO of Alpec Solar, Mr. Aditya Sehgal has been driving the global export opportunity and is focused on developing newer markets. I would now invite Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, Managing Director, to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you. Mr. Sehgal, please unmute yourself.
Thank you very much. So first of all, I thank each one of you who have joined this investors call and those who have joined it maybe second or third or fourth time. So I welcome all of you to this investors call, and wherein we are passing through some really interesting and exciting times for the industry. As you might have seen, the industry is rapidly growing, and we at Alpec are enjoying this growth with the minimum expenditure, I would say. And we are reaping the benefits of this expansion in the industry. And we are significantly contributing towards the Atmanirbhar mission of Government of India. And as you might be aware, Alpec in the last, after getting it, within not even 2 years, we have grown at a very, very rapid pace. So when we got listed, we had just one location of manufacturing, and now we are almost completing six locations of manufacturing, wherein our module capacity will touch 3.6 gigawatt solar cell, the most beautiful project for Alpec and the industry and for the government of India also. We have taken strides and gone for backward integration and putting up 2.2 gigawatt of TOPCon G12R cells, which is also completing the likely to be completed very soon, and the production will start very soon. Similarly, we were the pioneers to start the aluminium frame project, and that is also giving good results to Alpec. So I have the industry is growing rapidly with the government's intent that this industry needs to grow vertically and backward also, and we have to manufacture the complete value chain within India. So with that mission, the Government of India has made the policies which are very conducive to the manufacturing, and not only Alpec, other people are also having diversifying backward integration or forward integration. So all companies are taking these steps. So without taking much of your time more time, I would like to now ask Mr. Dhamija to share our results and our presentation and what is lying in future for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I would now invite Mr. Dhamija, Vice President Finance, to give orientation about financials of Q3 and 9 months ending on 31st December 2025. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to draw the attention to this slide number 3. I'm happy to share that Alpek Solar is becoming a big conglomerate with massive expansion plans undergoing execution, which are spread over 1 million square feet area. The company is becoming integrated player, engaged in entire value chain of solar power industry. And by the end of this next financial year, that's 26-27, we will have 3.6 gigawatt capacity of solar module manufacturing, 2.2 gigawatt solar cell capacity, 12,000 tons of aluminum frame capacity, 115 megawatt of EPC business, and 100 megawatt of independent power plants within the company. And I'm happy to mention that when last conference was held, we had six functional units. Now we'll have seven units because we have added one more unit in Kosikla for aluminium frame. So out of that, six units are functional. Next slide. Now let me share the power pack performance of the company, which achieved in the quarter three. Quarter three has been a record quarter for the company with highest ever turnover, highest ever EBITDA, and highest ever PAT. Company achieved a revenue of 648 crores for the quarter, EBITDA of 91 crores, and profit after tax of 54 crores in quarter three, which is 14.EBITDA, which shows the EBITDA margin of 14.03% and net margin of 8.37%. There's a small decline in the EBITDA margin and net margin, which we'll discuss in the later slides. Now, you would have seen our published results for this quarter, which were published today only. First, let me cover the quarter-to-quarter comparison for the current quarter three versus quarter three of last year. Company has achieved a turnover of 648 crores against 187 crores the quarter three last year, which is 3.45 times. Similarly, on the EBITDA, we have achieved 91 crores of EBITDA, which was 37 crores in Q3 last year, which shows a 2.45 times as growth. And net profit for the quarter is 54 crores, which was 23 crores in the same quarter last year, which is 2.34 times. Next slide. Coming to the performance, consistent performance quarter on quarter, if you see this full year, in all three quarters, we have grown consistently. Q1, our turnover was 380 crores, which has grown to 523 crores in quarter two and 648 crores in quarter three. Similarly, at profit after tax also, net profit was 42 crores in Q1, which grew to 51 crores in quarter two. And now in quarter three, it has gone to 54 crores. Next section. Yeah. Now coming to the full 9 month result, the company has achieved a turnover of 1,551 crore for 9 months against 452 crores for the same period last year, which is 3.43x. EBITDA for the 9 month period is 234 crores against 73 crores in the corresponding period last year. Similarly, profit after tax is 148 crores against 48 crores in the same period last year. All these figures are more than three times if we compare in the same period of last financial year. Next. Lot is happening in the solar industry, which our chairman and managing director, Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, will be discussing. But before that, I would like to mention one more thing. In the last 4 years, the company, that is from 22-23 onwards and going up to 25-26, this first 9 months, the company has grown manifold. If we compare the figures of 22-23 with the annualized figures of current financial year, our turnover has increased more than 10 times, EBITDA has increased more than 24 times, and profit after tax has increased more than 52 times during these 4 years.
Now I will request Mr. Sehgal to take it forward.
Thank you. I would now invite Mr. Vipin Sehgal, Director, for updates on upcoming GR12 Topcon solar cell facility. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Regarding this solar cell project, मैं आपको बता दूं 2.2 gigawatt की cell line हम लेकर आ रहे हैं. इसमें से first phase होगा 1.4 gigawatt का and second phase 800 megawatt का. Total capacity will be 2.2 gigawatt. और ये सेल लाइन बेस्ड होगी G12R साइज के ऊपर और इसमें सेल बनेंगे टॉपकॉन. और इसमें मैं आपको एक बात और बताना चाहूंगा कि ये मोस्ट मॉडर्न सेल लाइन है विद द लीस्ट कॉस्ट होगी हम इंडिया में बनाने वाले इस पे. और क्योंकि डायरेक्टली हम G12R साइज जो कि अभी लेटेस्ट एंट्रेंट है इस इंडस्ट्री में उस पे स्विच कर रहे हैं और बिकॉज ऑफ दैट हम इसमें कॉस्ट काफी कॉम्पिटिटिव रखेंगे जो बहुत नीचे लेकर आएंगे कॉस्ट को. और इसमें हम आज से ही हमने इस पे जो कि सिल्वर की कॉस्ट आपको मालूम है कि काफी मेजर प्लेयर है सिल्वर कॉस्ट इसके अंदर का आती है तो हम उसके ऊपर भी प्ले कर रहे हैं. उसमें प्रॉब्ली हम नेक्स्ट फेज में इसमें कॉपर बेस्ड पेस्ट भी लेकर आएंगे जो कि हमारा काम आज से ही उस पर हम कर रहे हैं काम. तो ये टोटल जो आपको टॉपकॉन सेल आपको आएगा G12R साइज में टोटल. थैंक यू.
शुड वी बिगिन द क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर सेशन. थैंक यू. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, वी विल नाउ बिगिन द क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर सेशन. टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन प्लीज क्लिक ऑन द क्यूए टैब ऑन द पैनल एंड क्लिक ऑन रेज हैंड बटन. The operator will announce your name when it is your turn to ask a question. Please accept the prompt on your screen and unmute your microphone while proceeding with your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from Shashank Jha from SB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding
Shashank, I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you. Shashank, can you please repeat your question?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear
you. Audible?
Please go ahead. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I am capacity. So that is that planned 3.2 gigawatt capacity will be most likely be utilized the rate at which we are growing. So any plan after that, sir?
Shashank, very good question. We have stated in the past that we are a conservative company which decides as and when the situation arises. Yes, we are growing at a rapid pace and there is a good chance that our 3.6 gigawatt capacity will become not sufficient for us. So with our kind of experience, so if required, maybe 2.4 gigawatt of additional capacity for modules can be installed at the same new factory which is under construction at Kosi. So we will announce this once we have a very clear visibility further. So this is our reply. Thank you.
Okay. Any plan on export?
Export opportunity, yes. If you recall in my previous similar discussions, so we were one of the pioneers of export to Germany, Italy and Australia in olden times. But now we are not exporting. But with the issue of reciprocal tariffs gone, so we hope that America market will open up. And if it opens up and we, since we have our own cell, our own aluminium, and at the same time, we in our in our group, we are expanding into silver-based business also. So we will have a lot of, almost 80% of a module will be manufactured by Alpex. So we will have a clear edge and we will enter the export market if it is profitable. And the policy is conducive from USA side.
Okay, great. Sir, one question is regarding the order book. When I see Premier, I don't want to take the company name, but I have to take it because of my question. If I see Premier Energy and Wari Energy, their order book provide me visibility of 2 years, next 2 years, 1 year at least. So how is our order book nature?
Our order book is sufficient to expand our business. Our guidance for the next year is 2x of 2x is our general guidance for this business. So our next year guidance will be around 3,000 crore, which we have more than that orders. And moreover, with our cell line commissioning very soon, the order book will become more and more strengthened, and it will get filled up. I don't want to declare anything as of now. So orders is not going to be any problem. And moreover, our orders are repetitive from the similar customers. And we have stated that 1,800 crore is the order book as of now, but it is getting expanded every day. Order is not a problem.
Okay. Sir, one last question. जैसे DCR का ना इंडियन गवर्नमेंट 2300 करोड़ अभी के मतलब 1 गीगावाट का अभी मिल रहा है, कल को जाके अगर सबका कैपेसिटी ऑनलाइन हो जाए तो गवर्नमेंट ऐसा नहीं कर सकती कि तुम सस्ते में सेल करो. आई जस्ट दिस मे बी अ सिली क्वेश्चन फॉर यू ऑल, बट इट इज अ इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन फॉर मी.
सो DCR मार्केट इज गवर्नड बाय द सेल, ओके, इट इज नॉट गवर्नड बाय द मॉड्यूल मेकर्स. सो सिंस वी हैव आवर ओन सेल, वी विल continue to have this kind of pricing which you mentioned, and at the same time the cell market cell capacity expansion is not coming at that kind of a pace, so the pricing is going to be maintained. The government cannot tell us that reduce the price. Yes, the competition can dictate lower prices, but so this is the situation. Thank you.
If one more last question regarding the EBITDA margins, last question, sir.
Okay.
Like EBITDA margins, as per my analysis, we can easily exceed 30% of. We will have aluminium frame, then sales. We can easily exceed it. So, can you give some commentary on that? I have seen the industry standards.
Yeah. So currently, our contributor in the EBITDA is module, EPC, and aluminium. The cell is yet to add to the EBITDA. So once cell comes into picture, so the EBITDA margins are going to rapidly expand. And so this way, our EBITDA margins will be insulated, and moreover, not only insulated, but will be expanded very rapidly.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question was similar to the previous participants. Once we start this cell manufacturing, what kind of EBITDA margins and PAT margins can we, achieve at company level?
Okay, I will comment on the EBITDA which our industry colleagues are enjoying, and so they are enjoying a PAT margin of around 25-26% on cell manufacturing. And as our other director, Mr. Vipin Sehgal, explained, that we are coming up with one of the most efficient cell manufacturing, and efficient means that to manufacture 1 gigawatt of cells in that plant is the most cost efficient. And at the same time, we are coming up with the most efficient cell size also, which is the industry, which has become the industry standard. So we anticipate better margins than our in the industry, because some people are shifting to this G12R. So, but we are directly starting from G12R. So, we will have extra points on this.
Okay. So on a base case scenario, we can expect 25% PAT margin at least for next year.
it should happen like that. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, but again, and, it is the industry.
Understood. And by Q1 of next financial year, we are starting this cell manufacturing, or it may be delayed?
We are likely to start.
And once we start, I mean, by when we can have a full utilization of that capacity?
We are being aided by one of the most efficient and professional teams, and the capacity utilization, we hope that we should be able to get once we start the line. So within 45 days, we should be able to achieve 90 to 95% of the capacity utilization. This is our based on our industry consultants and colleagues who are helping us set up this line. So this is this way we think that within once we start, so another 45 days will take us, and we will have the capacity utilization at a reasonably good level.
Okay, and that will be for our own use, right?
Yes, we have not, because we don't intend to sell the cells, but there is a some kind we need to plan a little bit, because all the orders are. We may have some monopack orders pending with us. So we may buy monopack cells from other DCR manufacturers and sell our G12R in a small quantity to other buyers of DCR G12R.
Okay.
But as of now, we don't foresee any problem in consuming each and every single cell which we manufacture.
Okay. And so my final question, do we see any impact of silver prices, on our margins going forward?
Yeah, silver prices are affecting the whole industry. And as Mr. Vipin Sehgal explained, our technology is slightly different, and it is one of the most efficient and most, the latest technology we are adopting, wherein the consumption of silver will be relatively lesser than the competitors. And at the same time, as Vipin explained to you, so the new we have a silver-based company already established with the technology from USA and Taiwan, and this is the JV. It is in the group. In Alpex Group, not in the Alpex company. So that is going to help a lot to this cell manufacturing also. So we are adopting one of the most recent technology advances. So as Vipin explained, so copper will be substituted in some form, and that will add to the profitability of Alpex Solar.
But sir, on an average, what is the usage of the silver in our raw material?
Currently, we are not using any silver because we are not directly consuming silver. Silver goes into the manufacturing of solar cells. So once we start manufacturing cells, then we will use these silver. So as of now, we are indirectly buying silver through the cell route.
Okay. Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Yash Jurani from QOD Advisors. Please go ahead.
Audible? Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Yes, please go ahead.
So basically, there were two things that I wanted to know. One was in the November con call, you said that we had a blended realization of around 17.5 INR per watt peak. So what's our current realization, say, in DCR and non-DCR, and what's our blended realization for the company?
It's still in the similar region. So now the prices are strengthening once again, and we hope, and it is going in that direction, that the blended per watt price realization will reach around 18.5 or maybe 19 rupees also. 18.5, yeah.
And say generally in the industry currently, if I'm not wrong, non-DCR is at around 14 to 18 rupees per INR watt peak, and DCR is at around 22 to 24. So are we within that range in terms of the DCR and non-DCR split, or are we above that?
We are in the similar region, and the non-DCR module prices are strengthened further because they were quite... they were competing with Chinese products, but now because of the silver and other things, and lot of developments are taking place in China, and so the prices are strengthening at a rapid pace. So we feel that the non-DCR segment will cross 16 rupees very soon.
And the last one is, so we know that Alpex, say, generally paid a relatively high NCD rate versus the peers, which was at around 13 to 14%. So, like, can you explain us why the cost was this high?
What is the question? Sorry, I missed it.
So, we paid at least, I think, around 13 to 14% while we were raising our non-convertible debentures. So, why was this cost so high when we compared to the other players who are raising debt in the current market?
So I would say it is the main reason was the timing, and so you would have seen from our presentation and from our results that our banking limits are very, very epsimal, and the banks take their own sweet time, and they are unable to cope up with the expansion which is happening at Alpex level. So our top line and bottom line both are rapidly growing, but banks, they are quite conservative and slow in giving that kind of limits. So because we are also at the same time investing a lot of money in our cell and extra capacities which are coming up, so we raised this 125 crore of non-DCR, the debentures. And yes, these are slightly expensive, but the because of a sense in timing, so we went in for that. But so that is it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Chitresh Lunawat from 9 Dot Venture. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for the amazing set of numbers. So, sir, I just wanted to understand the impact of silver. Like, so normally it is around 25% of the cell cost is the silver cost, right? So, in our new technology, like how much are we expecting to, you know, cut down that and use of copper? So, if Vipin, sir, if you can answer that.
Vipin, can you answer this question?
Thank you. Because of the silver price going up, the silver cost in the cell is already probably it's at 40%. But as we already, I have informed you that we will be using the latest technology where the silver usage will be. We will be saving at least 15-20% on the silver cost because of this. And then we will be again migrating to the copper paste. So there again, we will save some more. So as of now, it's around 40-45% is the silver cost is there in the cell. I hope I have answered your question.
Yes, yes, sir. And sir, why are we having this company outside of Alpex company, like this paste company?
Okay, I'll answer this question. So this is a high technology area wherein the technology lies with the two gentlemen who are PhDs, and they are American citizens, and they have investments in this technology, and they own the patents also. So they wanted and this kind of structure. So that's why we have kept it outside the Alpex Solar. So not in, as a subsidiary, but it is in the group. So Alpex Solar will definitely reap rich benefits of this development.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. And one more thing is this still this paste company, when it starts the business, so it will not only supply to Alpex, but it will supply to other cell manufacturers also.
Sure, sir. And sir, currently, what is our DCR and non-DCR order book, sir? Like,
So, as I explained to you, we have almost 1,900 crores of order book, and exact bifurcation I may not be knowing at immediately, but you can send an email to us and Sakshi will reply to you on that.
Sure, that is it for my service.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from Apoorva Bandi from Whitestone PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the, as you mentioned, the order book is of around 1900 crores, right? So what is the execution timeline for this? I think it's less than year, right?
Yeah. As I told you that we are growing at a more than 2x, and Mr. Dhamija explained to you in one of the slides that this year our growth is much more than that. So even if we grow with the 2x kind of guidance which we gave, so we will be doing around 3,000, more than 3,000 crores. But this question I've already answered, that with the, we have a lot of orders coming flowing in, and we don't see any problem of orders. Huh? So, yeah.
And so,
1,900 crores will be not more than, they will not last more than 6-7 months. Huh?
Got it.
We have but already announced the time period of completion of all the project on our stock exchange announcement also.
Okay.
So this all will be completed by FY26.
Also, sir, Rick, what is the capex amount which we are doing for the 2.2 gigawatt TOPCon and the revenue potential for it?
So revenue potential, because the majority of the sales will be to LPS only within the group. So we have not quantified separate this thing because all the cells will be consumed within LPEX. But from otherwise, you can make an internal calculation. So it will be the meter sir, kitna tha hamara annual turnover
projected.
So, okay, I can give you that estimate. Okay, on an average 1 gigawatt of solar cell which we will manufacture, so we will be generating a turnover of around 1,200 crore.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the capex amount which we are which we put on is for the cell manufacturing.
I'm sorry.
The how much amount like we have put in for the capex of 2.2 gigawatt?
It is in the public domain. Mr. Chase is in the public domain, this thing. We are 800 yes, and something.
Yeah. Yes, including the soft cost, which is IDC and everything put together and work capital margin. Total cost is 825 crores as a project cost. The otherwise, hard cost will be roughly 750 crores.
Got it. And so last question is on that. Like we are hearing, there is overcapacity in India, especially in the module side, right? So what is the impact of that on our modules realization and demand?
Yes, module capacity is growing rapidly, and it is rather, in fact, it has grown at a much faster level. But the India market is also growing at the rapid pace. So there will be some kind of mismatch between demand and supply. But module manufacturing, which is in a some kind of different genre, that the nameplate capacity and the realistic deliveries are in the region of 55 to 60%. So you would have seen our industry colleagues, look at their top line and try to convert into the capacity which is being utilized, you will see that it will be around 50 to 55% or maybe at times it is lesser than that. So we feel that large module capacity is not going to hurt a lot. But and moreover, now with the ALCM in picture from 1st of June, the capacities will be dependent on solar cells. So we at LPEX are slated to reap good benefits of this timely expansion and timely implementation of our cell business. Thank you. And moreover, one more thing, lot of module capacity is going offline also, because monopack module capacity will be gone because in another 6 to 9 months, nobody will buy those panels.
Got it. And so just my last question is that, like as you mentioned that we would be using copper in our in the cell, right? So won't it be impacting the efficiency of the cell?
Okay. No. These are the developments. This is the industry trend. You would see, if you check it internationally, all global leaders, they are trying to minimize the usage of silver and substitute it with copper or copper, some kind of, I would not like to name those technologies. So they are substituting, which is the right way to cut down the cost and without compromising the quality of the solar cell. So we are also doing the similar kind of a business. I am myself not an, I'm an engineer by education, but still I do not understand this high-tech silver-based business. So maybe in the next meeting or something like this, we will ask our colleagues in, from the silver-based company to answer a few of your queries. Thank you.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from Abhi Sehgal from Singularity. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So I wanted to understand one thing more, a little bit more on the aluminium frame business, sir.
Abhi, so I'm sorry, your voice is sounding muffled.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Sir, you're able to hear him, right?
You're better. You're no better.
Please go ahead.
So wanted to understand, you all were one of the first entrants to get into this aluminium frame business. Wanted to understand how, what kind of, what is the benefit on a cost per watt peak you expect to get from this? Because would it make sense to put the rather the additional capex into the modular cell line versus on the aluminium frame? So just wanted to understand your thoughts on that from a capital allocation decision.
You are one Sehgal, huh? Sehgal brother, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm very proud you asked me this question. So what's your full name?
Abhi Sehgal.
Abhi Sehgal, huh? Abhi Sehgal, okay. Abhi, the thing is like this, I answered this question when we were getting listed. So we were the first ones to come up with the aluminium project. Aluminium frame production, because at that time we felt that aluminium frame will create bottlenecks for manufacturers like us, because the government is quite clear that everything has to be manufactured in India. And I'm very proud to share with you that our decision at that time was quite correct, and it was before time, I would say. So after our frame manufacturing, so companies like Premier and even Wari, everybody is setting up aluminium frame lines. So, and regarding the capex, which you mentioned, that if we spend the same capex on module or cell. Yes, we can do that, but aluminium manufacturing, aluminium frame manufacturing imparts a lot of freedom to module manufacturer, because some frames are, many frames are custom made. So, and the apex form of frame manufacturing is not very high. And it is a smart move. With the small capex, you can generate handsome margins and generate a lot of freedom, which is given to our module line. I hope I have answered your question Abhi Sehgal.
What would the price, to understand the cost differential, because most of the frame today is bought from China. There's no issue on that. This is, India has kept a minimum duty on it. So just wanted to understand how more expensive are we versus the Chinese today?
Oh, I am not exact. Per watt peak, how much money we will be saving. But I have a rough estimate that on our expanded capacity, which we will be generating an additional profit of around 60 odd crore from the aluminium business in the next year. So, which is not a small profit. And it can be converted into per watt peak also in this way. And one more thing, the most important aspect is the government has already put in a non-tariff barrier on aluminium frames, and the manufacturers who do not have frame manufacturing, they are likely to suffer a little bit on that count, because we already have. So we are. So some of our industry colleagues ask us, please give us some frames, etc. So this is a good and smart move.
And so what would be the utilization of the aluminium frame line? Like, so how you said module is 50-55%. What would it be for the aluminium frame?
Aluminium frame, hum jitna banaye hamara sara bika hua hai. Hum to bana nahi pa rahe. Thoda, isliye we are going to expand.
So nameplate utilization generally, nameplate capacity.
Capacity utilization is almost, as of now, we are doing more than 75-80%, which is a quite high.
Okay. So, last one more question is that last one was that we see the bigger players expanding into modules, like the bigger capacities. How do you see smaller players? Because there are a lot of new players who are also coming in with 2 gigawatt, 3 gigawatt, 4 gigawatt, 5, and then you have Waaree, Vikram, and all other 15 gigawatt. How are you seeing competition play out in the actual market? Because we understand price is also dropping to 12 to 13 rupees a watt peak, also given in the recent time, what I've understood in the market recently. So, what
are
your thoughts on it?
There are a lot of new announcements, and a lot of expansion is happening. At the same time, I answered indirectly this question that this kind of expansion. But new markets are also getting into the industry. In India, market is also expanding. So the C&I segment is also opening up. And so market demand will keep on expanding also. Yes, that is also catching up. And plain vanilla manufacturers, like small manufacturers, the market will dry up for them. The people who have integration, backward and forward integration. So they stand to gain a lot vis-a-vis a plain vanilla 1 gigawatt to 1.2 gigawatt of module. Hope I have answered your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's the last question. So if aluminium price goes up by 15 or 20%, how much can you pass on to the cell players or to the module players? How does that work, sir? Just to understand if tomorrow...
I'm unable to understand your question. Now the voice is... not good.
I was just asking how, if aluminium price goes up, can you pass the difference to the cell player? Is it possible? Does the cell player...
Aluminium frame prices do affect the end module price. So aluminium as of now is around 13-15% of the cost of a panel. Okay. So if it goes up, we will have to increase the price. But we are insulated because we have our own impact.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Maitri S. from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead. Maitri, hello, please unmute your microphone. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, good evening. Just a few questions. Firstly, on the... I think we're getting into the cells currently, and you mentioned that these are going to be operationally much more efficient and also efficient on the cost side. what sort of benefits are we going to pass on? So you, like the DCR cell modules will be much competitively priced to the current DCR value?
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Maitri.
Maitri, yes. If we will produce something at the least cost, then our profitability will be increased, number one. Our competitive readiness also improves. So this way we will be benefited in both the ways. And it is always better to have a more efficient running factory than some factory which is not efficient. So it's a very basic thing. And we will reap the benefits of this kind of technology and processes which we are adopting in this cell business.
And this cell, these cells are not going to be copper-based. This is still going to be in the silver-based. Next phase will be adding the copper.
No. As Vipin, my other director, informed, so we are going to substitute silver with copper, not 100%. There will be few percentages of level, and then the technology will recheck, recalibrate, and then come back and like that. Maybe I do not know exactly when and how much percentage of silver will be substituted with this copper composite kind of a thing. It's a evolving story and evolving technology, I would say. And this will happen. But it is difficult to comment as of now how much percentage can be substituted.
But the starting will be, it will be 100% silver. I mean, it will be the standard position, but again, efficient.
Okay. And are we going to hedge the silver? Is that going to be included as well going forward? Because now we're going into cell manufacturing.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Are we hedging the silver once we start with cell manufacturing?
We have not booked silver as of now. And we will be starting this process very soon, and we do not know it is a good idea to hedge the silver at this moment, but we will take a call very soon. We are rather scratching our heads on how to go about it at this moment.
Okay. Also, you mentioned that the module prices are now strengthening. So is this the lag that the increase in silver prices now are now transferred to the cells as well? Is that the reason why the module prices are increasing, or this is also more of a structural way, like the demand is increasing, hence the price is also going up?
Yeah, so there is a couple of reasons. Demand is also increasing, then the silver prices are increasing, then the copper prices are increasing, then even aluminium prices are increasing, and then there is a China story also. The China is changing its basic structure of export benefits. They are withdrawing export benefits to these industries. So all things added, so the prices are strengthened. Thank you.
And lastly, this is much more of a future question. So now that we are into cells, do we see ourselves getting into wafer ingots? Because a lot of the solar manufacturing companies are also getting into those manufacturing capacities. Maybe 2-3 years down the line. Is that in the plan?
Correct. You are very right. This will be our plan. As of now, the policy for wafer manufacturing and ingot manufacturing is not favorable to manufacturing. People are putting in place some kind of plan, but this plan is dependent on the government of India. The director of ISMA, in beginning they introduced me as the general secretary of ISMA, but now my position is director in ISMA, and so ISMA is interacting with the government of India, MNRE, etc. So the government is coming up with a policy to strengthen the manufacturing of ingots and wafers. Once this announcement is placed in a public domain by the government, then definitely Alpex will take a call on that. So we are open. We are not saying that we cannot do it. In fact, this interests me a lot, the paper manufacturing, and we will take a decision depending on the clear policy initiative from the government.
Okay, that's great. Also, you mentioned that FY27, we are still guiding for a double growth, a 2x growth. So, are we targeting close to 4,000,
4,500 crores for FY27? No. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, we would like to do 4,000. But our original guidance was when our last year's turnover was 750. So, from 750, we gave a 2x. That was 1,500. Incidentally, we have done 1,500 within 9 months. So, more than 1,500 in 9 months. So, now the markets will think that, okay, we will do 2,000 or something like that. And from 2x is from 2,000. So, we would like to maintain in the public domain that our 2x is from our 750 crore. And if we are outperforming, then we should be given a pat on the back, rather than putting us in a bigger fire. But we would, we feel that it's a doable kind of thing.
Okay. And 4Q, thanks. Is it in line with how the 3Q has performed? Because we had a very good growth in quarter three. So do we expect similar, I would say similar revenues coming in 4Q as well?
We are doing very well, in fact, and we'll come back to you on that. We would not comment, but we are growing with more reasonable good fashion.
Yeah, thank you so much for answering all the questions.
Thank you very much.
Next question is from Bhavya Shah from 3A Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the great set of results. So my question is, what is our current realization per megawatt, and after commissioning cell and aluminium frame, what could be the expectation for realization per megawatt?
Bhavya, I think I have answered this question in other questions. So our realization, as I explained, will be around 18.5 or something like that. And once we have sell, the price realization will not increase, but the margin will increase because we are going to consume the cells within.
Okay, got it.
Thank
and
you.
Sir, all the capex that we are doing at module and cells, all will be fresh line or used line from China?
It's a fresh line, brand new line, and we will be inaugurating, we will be putting up into the public domain, and I would like to welcome all of you to come and see. This is a brand new line. This is not a new line.
Thank you so much, sir. For
I'm happy you asked me this question. Yeah.
But my question is, when we look at other peers, other companies, they are doing in 600 CR, they are commissioning 1 gigawatt of cells. In 825 CR, Alpex is commissioning 2.2 gigawatt of cell line. That too latest, G12R. So what could be secret, or what could, how we are doing this?
Yeah, Vipan is answering this question. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, Dhananjay? What is your arrangement? Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
So, what is your arrangement with this cell, solar cell supplier? Is it at fixed cost for certain amount of inventory, or if silver price increases, we have to pay higher to them, and that is why the margin is getting affected?
If I am correct, I kind of missed a part of your question, but. You wanted to ask? Can you repeat the question?
So how is the arrangement with the cell supplier to us? Because we have an order book of 1900 crore. So I guess in terms of megawatt, that could be around 1600 megawatt or 1700 megawatt. So how do we arrange the supply with the suppliers? And is it at fixed price as on today, or how do we book the cell capacity?
Dhananjay, good question from you. The thing is, we have orders from DCR and non-DCR. So non-DCR is price sensitive, which is dependent on the silver. But DCR market is a little different, because the cell manufacturers are enjoying a lot of EBITDA margins. So over there, we do not anticipate any increase in the price. And at the same time, we are sitting on a reasonable good stock level of cells. So we are in a way quite insulated. And some of our supplies are renegotiable, which has a pass-through kind of pass-through mechanism is there. So if the prices increase, we will increase the price. Or if the prices decrease, we will decrease the prices. Thank you.
So out of total order book of 1900 crore, how much is the, there is a pass-through mechanism if we are getting sale at higher price?
As I told you, there are three different components. Okay. So we have DCR, we have non-DCR, then we are sitting on some stock also. And then the fourth is the pass-through. So I may not be knowing the exact how much is the pass-through, but Sakshi, we can reply to them on email a little later.
Sakshi, you're on mute.
But,
definitely, sir, we can report on the mail.
Dhananjay, one more thing. Question is, you are trying to assess that how much margin we might lose on that counter. Is that the reason you
are asking? Yeah, till the time we start our own, Q4 of this financial year and Q1 of the next financial year, because July onwards we will be start producing the cell, and that will be also kind of 1,200 megawatt or maybe lower capacity, but we will still have to buy from the market, right?
No.
So how the margin will look like for next two quarter?
We are somewhat insulated, and we are covered, I would say, and we don't foresee that it will be problematic. But I would like to emphasize over here, we are better prepared than most of our competitors.
So this 14% margin can be is sustainable for next two quarter at least?
You can form your opinion. I will not be able to answer that question.
Okay. In terms of order inflow, how do you look for next 6 to 9 months? And whatever order we are getting is kind of 200-300 crore order. So can we get a higher size of order once we have this our own cell capacity?
We do not want to take very, very large orders. Okay, so let us say the order size is, one typical order is, say, 800 crores. So that creates a lot of issues with respect to the pricing, and because if it is 800 crore order, so that means the supply time will be 5 to 6 months, maybe 7 months also. So many things change in 5 to 7 months. So we are happy doing smaller orders of 200 to 300 crores, and with the pass-through mechanism. And this is our strategy on large orders, and we feel that this is the better strategy than going in for a very large order and then getting boggled down by some unforeseen circumstances. Thank you.
And lastly, on the capex side, so for this 750 crore total capex, you said on our own. So we raised money through preferential issue of shares and this NCD. So how much more money we may require to complete the capex for this cell phase two as well as this module? So do we need to raise, or it will happen through internal accruals?
Yeah, most of it is coming through internal accruals, and we don't have any plans to go to the capital markets again. Whatever, maybe there may be some shortfall, we have already plugged in that, and we don't foresee any. We will not going to the going back to the market.
Okay. So whatever, if we need 100-150 crore more, we will do take debt, right?
Our EBITDA levels are very healthy. You can see it from this 9 months results which we have produced. So from internal accruals, and if there is, let us say, small short one, then we can raise a small debt from our bankers. Adhivija ji, aap comment kar sakte hain is par.
Yes, sir. This entire project cost for solar cell, as mentioned, including the soft cost, that is our capital margin and IDC, is 825 crores. So out of 825 crores, we have plan of raising term loan, this debt portion of 400 only, and balance 425 is coming from internal resources.
Internal. Thank you. I think most of the questions.
Okay, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from Ishima Bansal from Alpha AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. First of all, congratulations for the fabulous results. For the quarter three, we have actually outpaced our quarter two numbers. Just wanted to understand why there has been a slight decline in the PAT margins as compared to our previous quarter.
I forgot. I didn't get your name.
Ishima.
So the results are in line with the industry trends. You would have seen our industry colleagues are also, the margins have gone down a little bit on account of higher input costs and realization being stagnant at that time. So now the realization is getting better. And we hope that we can go back to the margins. But otherwise, industry volumes, we are increasing and we are compensating the addition to our EBITDA from extra volume. So we will continue to do so. So I hope I have answered the question.
As you mentioned that there has been a slight squeeze in the margins because of the increase in the input. If you can that perspective, so which input prices have increased?
There are two things have happened. So realization in some segments have also gone down, and the buying price of solar cells, they have increased. The dollar was also very, almost touched 92.5 or something like that. So these things, and in our case, in the case of Alpex, because we are expanding at a rapid pace and we are putting up so large capacities, so we incurred some capital expenditures which have been paid from our this EBITDA only.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah,
what was average utilization in quarter 3 FY26 for the existing module capacity and expected
we utilization? We are almost doing more than 75 to 80% now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, Managing Director, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I think I'll ask Udaya Sehgal to give the parting comments. Udaya, over to you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here. We're very proud and very excited. We've shared our results with you all. And I think the journey is going stronger than ever. And we hope to continue this momentum and keep publishing great results. And thank you for all the support. all the wonderful questions that you ask, because they always help us think harder, guide us in a lot of ways. So thank you for always asking so many questions. It's lovely to have you all join in every call. And I think looking forward to the year-end results now. So all the best to all of us, and thank you for joining in. Good evening.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Alpex Solar Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now exit the meeting. Thank you.